Greetings, everyone. This is Brother Bedford, and welcome to my Conversations with Black Millionaire Entrepreneurs. And you're about to hear my recorded interview with the star of the international phenomenon, The Secret, Miss Lisa Nichols. Enjoy.
Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Bedford, founder of the Association of Black Entrepreneurs. We want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight for what is going to be a memorable evening. We hope that many of you are prepared and ready to receive some inspiration, some motivation, some instruction, and whatever's on your heart, we want you to try to ask the questions. I'm looking at the phone lines. We only have a couple of those open, and so those of you who are already on the phone line, I would encourage you, do not get off the phone line because you may not be able to get on the phone line. We have limited phone lines. There is more spaces available on the web, but as I see a few people are chiming in over on the web as well. So what I want to do to make sure that everyone can hear me, if you're on the phone, I want you to press *2, and that's like raising your hand, and that would give me an indication that you can hear me loud and clear. So if you can hear me on the phone, press *2. Okay, great. Now, also, when we get to the portion where you can ask your question, you will use that same process. You will press *2, and then I will unmute you and plug you in to ask a dynamic guest a question, okay? So let me make sure that everyone over on the web over here can hear me. So we know that you can hear me on the phone. Over on the web, in your Q&A section, could you just say that you can hear me? If anyone over on the web, if you can hear me, and I know there might be a slight delay on the web, so if you can hear me, just say, I can hear you. Just type in, I can hear you, in the question section, okay? Slight delay there. I see a couple questions. I want to make sure that everyone can hear me and these questions weren't submitted earlier. Okay, there we go. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. Okay, great. So it looks like everyone, we're full. So I know you're anxious to get started. I'm excited to get started. Lisa Nichols is a best-selling author. She's a popular public speaker. She's a powerful coach, and without question, she is a charismatic teacher. She has reached millions of people, both nationally and internationally, with her powerful message of empowerment, service, excellence, and gratitude. Now, her participation in the phenomenon that many of us were passing around the DVD or telling everyone to watch the video, The Secret, that catapulted her popularity across the globe. Now, Lisa Nichols has appeared on Oprah Winfrey, Extra, Larry King Live, and the NBC Emmy Award-winning show Starting Over. Now, Lisa has started companies. She started, she's the founder of the Motivating the Masses, and she's the CEO of Motivating the Teen Spirit. I mean, her transformational workshops have impacted the lives of over 210,000 teens and over 1 million adults. So we know that our sister's reach is vast, and we appreciate her because all of us are on the call because she has touched us in some way. Now, her book, No Matter What, hit 6 bestseller lists, including the New York Times, all within the first 37 days of being released. The book has already been sold in 20 different languages. And many in the industry have called Lisa the breakthrough specialist. And we want to ask her about breakthroughs this evening. Now, she's been honored with too many awards to try to name them all. We won't even be able to get into the interview if I give you all of her awards and the accolades that she's received over the years. But I will say this, that recently the mayor of Houston proclaimed May 9th as Lisa Nichols Day for her dedication to service, philanthropy, and healing. And so we definitely want to congratulate her on that. And without further delay, because I know you want to hear from her as well as I, please welcome Lisa Nichols. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much, Brother Bedford, for having me. I'm excited to be with you and everyone this evening. This has been something that I've been looking forward to for a while.
Oh, great, great. Well, I know we have several people who are waiting to chime in and ask questions. I just want to get started with a few questions myself, things that I've been wanting to ask you for years. And I thank God that I finally have the opportunity just to ask you some questions that are related to the work that I do of trying to help to inspire entrepreneurship, particularly black entrepreneurship.
Sure.
And watching you excel as an entrepreneur, I really want to get your insight on a few things. But first, I want you to really tell us, how did you get your start as an entrepreneur?
You know, in 2009, I was interviewed 198 times within a five-month period.
Wow.
And that was one of the most prevalent questions. How did I get my start? And the second most prevalent question, sometimes they went back and forth between first and second, was, what was the turning point? When did it happen? What was that moment, you know? And so to answer your question, I created it. There was no person, there was no aha moment. I was working for LA Unified School District, and I had a pretty, you know, amazing job helping people, but the calling on my life was much greater than what I was doing. Even though what I was doing was pretty impressive, I got very clear that when your passion keeps you up at night, I couldn't go to sleep. And here I was motivating and inspiring Los Angeles. I had a couple of consultant roles. I was doing things in the community. I was pretty well known. I would be at the city council meeting. So, you know, I had a little pull around the city. I was earning six figures. I was a single mom of a three-year-old little boy. So I had a pretty good lifestyle. But when your passion and your purpose are greater than you, they will keep you up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kept keeping me up at night. But there was no instruction for how to do it. I'm thinking, you want me to leave? I just knew God was calling my life. You want me to leave the six-figure income? You want me to leave vacation and health benefits for something that's not really clear yet? You know, so it wasn't necessarily brought to me in a wonderful, sexy package. There was a lot of mental struggle, a lot of mental anguish with, do I take that leap? Because I wasn't just taking the leap, Brother Bedford, with just myself. I was taking it with a three-year-old little boy. And so as a single mom, and so that moment happened for me when I realized I would live with more angst if I didn't give myself a chance. And then there was a situation where I was in a car accident, and it was pretty severe, and I thought, God, I could have lost my life. And when I realized that I wasn't afraid of dying as much as I was afraid of dying without having lived my dream.
Mm.
Oh, that was a wake-up call. So what I really understand about us as a people, and just people in general, humanity, is that we're not as afraid about transitioning as we are about transitioning before we get our work done,
mm-hmm.
before we leave our fingerprint. And so that was the moment where there was a stake in the ground, when I said, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know exactly what it is. But I do know that it's greater than this that I'm experiencing now, and I must walk toward it. I must risk it all to gain it all responsibly. I made a plan. I didn't just go reckless into it. I made a plan. I hope tonight is the beginning of a conversation where I can talk about plans with you. Because as entrepreneurs, we think that a part of the faithfulness to the entrepreneurialism is to just run out and take the leap. Well, you know what? If I can increase the chances of me soaring by making a plan, I'm going to make a plan, then run and leap.
Right, right.
You know, and so when people ask, what did I do? I say, you know what? You might want to ask, what did I do differently? And what I did differently is, with all my limited understanding about where I was walking, I still made a plan. The plan changed. It morphed. Some days it felt like it disintegrated, but I started with a plan, and I worked that plan.
Wow. Excellent. Now, obviously, the way that you framed it means that there was a journey. This was a journey. There was no ABC. I mean, what were some of the main challenges that you faced, your obstacles that you had to overcome on this journey?
The first, very clearly, the first was believing it was possible. Believing that a woman from South Central LA, a woman who got on the county to feed her baby, a woman who was on Women, Infant, and Children, WIC, a whole lot of cheese, milk, and butter, and a woman who, you know, how could someone with my profile, someone who the only thing I knew about money growing up was three things, we don't have none, it don't grow on trees, and don't ask me for none. How could the biggest, the first thing, Brother Befford, was believing that someone with my financial blueprint, because we all have a financial blueprint, and that blueprint was handed down to us from our culture, from our geographical location, from our spiritual background, and from our genders. We have a blueprint to finances. We have a blueprint to wealth. And with my blueprint, that the biggest thing was that I had to know, even with my blueprint, I had a right to wealth. Because oftentimes it's not lack of opportunity that's keeping us where we are. It's lack of belief that we deserve the opportunity and that the opportunity is really for us without any hooks, without any potholes. And so the first step truly was having a mind change, which is what I do in my courses, which is what I do in my coaching. The first place I start is let's reframe your thinking so that you won't self-sabotage. Because I got to tell you, if you're listening to my voice, you can hear me. There are going to be parts of tonight that's going to be warm and fuzzy, and you're going to love it. And then there's going to be parts of my conversation that you recognize is not going to be served with warm cookies and milk.
Right.
And that part comes from us being willing to release our cultural, spiritual, and generational and geographical blueprint to money. That we have to be willing to have a life so drastically different from anything we've ever known. Which, by the way, Brother Bradford, is scary. It was, do you know the scariest year for me was the year I knew I was going to make $1 million? I know that sounds crazy. I knew what being broke was like. I have mastered being broke. I know how to make a dollar go in 1,000 different directions. I know how to make beanies and weenies taste like it was prime rib, steak, and shrimp.
Yeah, right.
I knew how to do that. What I didn't know how to do, I'm going to be very honest with you, I didn't know how to operate with $1 million in 1 year in my bank account. That was foreign to me. And so the first step was recognizing and accepting, and it's not an aha moment, by the way. It's not a it doesn't come with lights and cameras and the ceiling opening up. It's a process. I love you said it's a process. Understanding that even with my financial blueprint, as an African-American woman from South Central who had been on the county, who has been a single mother, I had as much right to wealth as Jack Canfield, as Mark Victor Hansen, as Tony Robbins, as anybody else you stand me beside, I had the right. Now, I can stand beside them, but I had to learn how to manage my internal chatter. That was number one. Now, that took a while. And then after that, I had to realize that I had to be the first investor in my future. This, again, is another cultural thing that we are just now learning to do. That I saw people of other cultures willing to invest in their intellectual growth.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't raised to invest in my intellectual growth. So I didn't know that I had to invest in my expansive mind. I had to invest in a new way of thinking. I had to invest in reframing my mindset that I could get only so much from church. I got a lot from church. I got my faith from church. I got my community from church, my determination from church. I got the word to stand on from church. But I had to go and invest in more.
Right.
That was my second thing. The invest in more. The third step, when you ask what did I have to do, the third thing was to understand the distinction between learning and action. That I could learn all day long. We have people who are self-help / shelf-help groupies. You love to learn, but you're not applying anything. So I had to learn the distinction, Brother Bedford, between learning and active learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a muscle to develop. I hadn't developed the muscle of learn it, go do it. Come back, learn some more, go do it. Come back, learn some more. When I, on that video that you showed online, I started with the key to my success was learning from George Frazier and then applying it instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming back and saying, what else you want to teach me? What else? Tell me something else. And then going,
right.
I mean, I was hungry, which is why he continues to pour into me. Because
right.
he knows I am a faithful student. I am a faithful student. I am going to go and I'm going to do it. I ate my slice of humble pie. I learned from everybody. The majority of my mentors look nothing like me.
Mm-hmm.
I put all ego and shego aside. Anything they gave me, I chewed on it and I applied it. So if you want to know, I'm just going to give you one, two, and three because everything else is going to be overkill. That's going to keep you busy for a while. One was I did the self-work. Listen to this. If you want your net worth to grow, please know this. Your net worth will never exceed your self-worth.
Mm.
I'm going to say that again. Your net worth will never, underline and circle never. When you write this down, because you should be writing by now, folks, your net worth will never exceed your self-worth. So I was humble enough to understand that my net worth was not going to get much bigger unless I expanded my self-worth first. So even though I was teaching on major stages, even though I was considered a motivational speaker, even though I was earning six figures, even though I was pretty prominent around the city and even around the U.S., I still went out and I learned from people who knew more about that subject than I did. And then number two, so I can give myself permission to have something I never had before. And number two, I began to invest in my learning. I went to seminars. I would give myself 18-month periods where I adopted a teacher. They didn't know I adopted them, that we never had really personal relationships, but I adopted them. And I went to everything they had. I brought their audios. I brought their CDs. I brought their books. And I learned and absorbed for them for a minimum of 18 months before I moved on. Some people I stayed with for 3 years. One woman I stayed with for 5 years. And then I went on and I got my next level of learning. Because what I knew I was good at, Brother Bedford, was speaking and inspiring. But everything else that came with being a CEO, oh, I was really, really bad at it.
Right.
All that marketing, all that financial forecasting, all
right.
that business plan development, I didn't do it well. And I knew that I would always avoid it and lean toward what I did well, which was speaking, inspiring. And so I had to go out and strengthen those muscles, not so I could do it because I need to hire a team. But until the team came and until the financial resources came to hire them, guess what? One woman show.
Right.
I need to know how to do this stuff. And so I was a student. That's, again, is step number two. I was a student. And then number three, when I learned it, I applied it. So a lot of times I did it horribly wrong initially, but at least I knew what wrong looked like, so now I have an idea to what right could possibly be. And then eventually I got it right. And I'm going to tell you something. When I got it right was about the third year into my company. I spent probably about $330,000 horribly wrong because I didn't know what I didn't know. But when it started turning, because I did it wrong enough and I started doing it right and I wouldn't give up, all of a sudden it literally what felt like overnight, but it wasn't. If it was overnight, it was the longest night of my life.
Right.
It began to look differently, and it never went back. It's now my life has drastically changed because of those three steps first.
Wow.
Do those. I tell you, if you can hear my voice, do those, and then come back and say, at least I did all three of those, then we'll go to step four. But not until we do step one, two, and three. Those are prerequisites.
That is beautiful. Those were some gold nuggets. And you did say something in there that I neglected to say at the beginning. And I normally encourage everyone to get their favorite beverage, get a pen,
mm-hmm.
piece of paper, or a pencil
mm-hmm.
so that you can take notes
mm-hmm.
and relax
mm-hmm.
and enjoy the call. And so I really want you all to do that at this moment while I attach, I guess, in the similar vein of the question I just asked you. Erica from Los Angeles wants to know currently, what is your biggest challenge, and how are you addressing it using your own methods, if it's different from what you've just given us?
Erica, honey, there's two big challenges that I'm having right now, and I say it like that because the one is funny. And here's my commitment to you. Every time you see me, you're going to get Lisa in the moment. And I think if you've seen me before, you know that that's the case. I don't come with a packaged conversation. I'm going to give you the authentic me. I'm going to be transparent. I'm willing to be emotionally butt naked in front of you. I'm okay with that because I've become okay with who I am in my buildups and in my breakdowns. I'm okay with that. And so I chuckled, Erica, because in this season there's two biggest challenges that I'm having. And the first one was, I don't want it to sound hokey, but the first one is managing all of the opportunities that are in front of me. I have huge opportunities that I should not, under any circumstances, say no to. I should not pass on them. I should not pass. Like Essence. I hope you guys have run, not walked out to pick up the Essence.
Right, right.
And everything I touch, and Brother Bedford, just to give you an example, you saw that article, right?
Yes.
So let me just give you an idea. I expected a little bitty corner. If they gave me a corner and 200 words, I would have been happy because I love Essence. I grew up watching Essence. And the Essence article is an example of my career and my life now. I touch it and it explodes and turns to gold. I thought I was going to give them 200 words, maybe 500 words. That's big in an Essence article.
Right.
I look up and it's what? I don't know, five pages?
5 pages, yeah.
It's five pages?
Right.
I've never seen anyone's face so big on an article ever.
Right.
Not even Susan Taylor's when she was there. I'm like, what? It startled me when I opened the page. So everything that I touch, all the projects I'm touching now, explode like that. I thought 500 words, I got 5 pages. And so when you have a lot of those, you start running out of room. Reality, you start running out of room. There's not enough hours in the day to do the opportunities. My book, No Matter What, is now transcribed purchased in 28 foreign languages, and they just start coming out last year. And so now the international companies are asking me to come and do international tours in Bulgaria and Russia and Venezuela and India. And so literally my biggest challenge is how do I say yes to the right things, have enough time to be a mother. I'm a mother first. My son lends me to this work. And I am committed and clear that I was put on this planet to be a phenomenal mother. And so that's important to me. So my challenge, Erica, right now is what do I say yes to? What do I say no to? I've never been here before, sweetie, so when you ask how do I apply what I've learned to this, I'm still trying to figure that out because I've never been here before. I've never been to the place of so much abundance that I'm going to have to say no to something. Last year I was on the road 243 days out of the year. The year before that I was on the road 283 days out of the year. Fabulous years, but I don't want to do it like that all the time. And I'm having a great time, so I love it. And this is my season to travel like that and see the world. But I want to also make sure that I'm at my son's baseball game. I want to make sure that I'm having my Sunday brunches with my grandmother, who's 82. So that's my dilemma now. And then my second dilemma, which is why I giggled, is that I'm learning how to say it without choking, but I'm in the season where I choose to be debatable. I'm still choking on it, Erica. I'm still choking on it. And so I don't know how to apply my business strategy to that either. I realize that it is my commitment to business that has had me single all these years. And so this is the season of investing in wholeness and really redefining holistic wealth. And I want you guys to write that down. Spell holistic any way your creative mind chooses. But I want you to write down holistic wealth. And holistic wealth is celebrating and nurturing four quadrants of your life. And this is very, very important, and I'll be teaching on this in the future. I hope you guys are part of those lessons. But it's celebrating and nourishing and developing all four quadrants simultaneously. One of the things, and I'll tell you those quadrants in a minute, one of the main things I've witnessed in my success in the last 4 years, I've been around billionaires, multi-billionaires. And what I realize is most of them, like 98% of them, are really, really successful in two of their four quadrants. And the other two quadrants are suffering to the success of the former two. Now, I'm going to give you the four quadrants, and then I'm going to talk to you about holistic success just for a minute or so. Each quadrant, one quadrant is business and finances. So I want you to put a T. On your paper, put a big T so that you make four corners. Not a little T, but a big T so you can write in them. The upper left-hand corner, put business and finance. That's one quadrant. You have to nurture that quadrant to have success in that quadrant. The upper right-hand corner is relationships. Your relationships. And that's romantic, that's sibling, that's friendship, that's colleagues, anyone. Relationships, they have to be nurtured. The lower left-hand quadrant is health and wellness. Have to be nurtured. Health and wellness. And the lower right-hand quadrant is spirituality. Now, no particular way, an order of importance that I laid them out for you. But for most of us, we are successful in two quadrants. Put the star in the two quadrants that you know you're strongest in, your two strongest quadrants. Put a star in that. And then look at the other two and realize that those other two are not necessarily comfortable for you. There are things in those quadrants you really need to work on. But because you're strong in these other two quadrants, you tend to spend most of your time where you're strong.
Mm-hmm.
So for African Americans as a whole, and I'm making a blanket statement, this is not absolute for everyone on this call by no means, but for African Americans, culturally, our blueprint, again, I'm going to talk about our blueprint because you come from a blueprint and then you choose to change your blueprint. You choose to change your format, but you come from a blueprint. Our blueprint says that we're strongest in our spiritual quadrant and in our relationship quadrant. The two quadrants that are weakest for us are health and finances. For Caucasians, their strongest quadrants are health and finances. Their weakest quadrants are relationships and spirituality. Now, again, I'm speaking absolute, and there are always exceptions to every rule. But if you look at it a whole in sociology, that's what you'll find. And so, Erica, to make a short answer long, I'm realizing that my relationship quadrant is strong in the areas of siblings, family, and colleagues. But the part inside the relationship quadrant that was weak or non-existent was romance. And so I'm in the season where I'm looking at every single quadrant with a microscope, because it's in your final days when you're sitting around in your favorite recliner chair. It's in those days you'll look at the quadrants that were weakest. You look at the quadrant and say, God, I should have spent more time there. If you're dying of an illness, you're going to say, I should have spent more time on my health. If you're dying healthy and rich but lonely, you're going to say, I should have spent more time in my relationship quadrant. That's what I'm seeing from my billionaire friends and my millionaire friends. And I'm seeing that now they're in a season where money is easy. Health, they're taking care of that. But they realize that they should have built a better relationship with their children. And so I'm in the season, sweetheart, where I'm committed to holistic wealth. Holistic wealth is not a money thing. It's not just a money thing. It's a life quality thing. It's saying when I'm in my recliner in my final days, I'll have no regrets.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Erica, I hope that helps. I know it helped me and many others. I have a couple questions that I want to ask, but I want to make sure that you have the opportunity like Erica. So those who are online, please go ahead and ask your question. I'll type in your question now. And what I'll do as we're going through the questions, I'll try to – I know we won't be able to get to everyone, but I'll see what questions are similar, where we can ask Alisa the questions and get your answers for you. And those who are on the phone, which the lines are packed out, I want you, if you have a question, to put yourself in the queue. I want you to press star 2. Press star 2 if you have a question. And what we'll do, I'll get to you and I'll unmute you, and then we'll let you ask Lisa your question. So what I want to do right now, while you're typing in your questions, or if you're typing in or pressing star 2 to raise your hand, you've been using the term season, Lisa. What do you mean by that season? Because you're saying this season, you're in this moment or this frame of mind. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by season, to help give us a better perspective on that?
Absolutely. Well, what I don't mean is I don't mean the calendar season. So it's not spring. It's not a summer thing. It's a life moment thing. When I speak of season, it's to pull us all to our present moment. We have a tendency, Brother Befford, to keep score. We have a tendency to think it should be like it used to be, or it should be like it's supposed to be, like it's going to be out there. Where when you talk about this season allows me to be right here in this moment. So I don't regret not having done that 5 years ago. That wasn't my season. So a season is a moment in time. Now, let's be clear. Your season could last for 3 months. Your season could last for 3 years. It's just making sure you don't get stuck in your season. You know, you don't get comfortable in your season. And when I say comfortable, I mean you're growing, but you don't want to move because you've mastered this season. When you've mastered this season, you are going to be launched, pulled, dragged, or pushed into your next season. And it's a time. It's a time. I'm in the season of global impact. I'm being asked to do more things internationally than nationally. Well, kind of even. They're balancing out now. So I realize that my season is a global reach season. It's time for me to touch humanity. I'm being asked to touch humanity, not just U.S. people, not just women, and not just African Americans. That my life, I'm being called to touch everyone. And so I get that that's a season, because when I was doing Chicken Soup for the African American Soul, I was in the season of telling deep, meaningful, rich stories about our culture. So I had to maximize that. When you look at the season you're in, one, it allows you to laser focus. Most of us, because we're entrepreneurs, our challenge is laser focusing because we're visionaries. And so when you look at what season it is, then you can laser focus in that season until you've saturated that purpose. You've saturated that result. You've saturated that outcome, and then you can move on to the next season. I had a season where it was just about speaking. And then I went into this very crazy season for me, I called it crazy, where it was just about writing. Well, I don't come from a writing background, and I got to tell you, I resisted that season. I resisted writing. I got the no matter what book deal, and the advance was pretty huge, so it could buy my time. I didn't have to travel. I just needed to sit at home and write. Do you know I resisted that? I felt like I was on a punishment because I couldn't travel. I designed this, you know. And then when my staff would clear my calendar for 8 hours and say, Lisa, can you just write? I was frustrated. I was mad. I felt like I was put on punishment. And I had to have a mind shift. Everything will start with a mind shift. You will not do better until you know better. And you will not do something different until you know something different. The reason why many of you keep coming back to the same place, how did I get here again? How did I get here again? How did I get here again? It's because you're still operating on what you know. And you have to literally transform your thinking. Where do I go to do that? Well, you go different places. Brother Befford has set this up for you to come here. I'm going to give you an opportunity to study some more with me if you choose, so that you begin to know something different, so you do something different. So when I finally got Brother Befford that my writing was speaking on paper to people that I'd never stand in front of, that I could teach while I was sleeping,
right,
that I can teach in Bulgaria, Russia, Venezuelan, I can in Indian, I can teach in Hebrew, I can teach in different languages through my words that are printed on paper. Okay, I got it. So now my season, I stepped into my season of writing. Now, mind you, that was a difficult step for me because the last time I took an English class, I received a fail. And my English teacher told me, Ms. Nichols, you are the weakest writer I've ever met in my entire life. Quote, unquote. Right. So I resisted writing for what I thought to be a very good reason. And so I'll say that and lead into this before I'll be quiet and let another question come in. You have to be willing, and this is for someone, and if this is for you, somehow tell us that this is for you. You have to be willing to let go of who you used to be based on someone else's perception. You have to be willing to let go of who you used to be based on someone else's perception of you, so that the woman or the man that you are becoming can be born. Oh, that statement right there is the reason why someone came to this call. Because if you can just do that, I'm telling you, I'm the coach and you're the student. If you can just be coachable right now, write that down, and you can write it down saying, I don't even understand what she meant by that, but my homework for the next 30 days is to understand that, and then my homework for the next 90 days is to incorporate that into my life. If you can, if you're willing to do that, I promise you, your life will begin to transform. If you are willing to let go of who you used to be or who you think you used to be based on someone else's perception, so that you can become the man or the woman that you're supposed to be, if you will invest in your 2012 more and more committed than you hold on tightly to your 2010. Okay, you get me started. I'm going to be quiet. My God.
That's beautiful. Now, you said if they can let us know. If you are online and that and you felt that that was for you, you just say yes online and I can let Lisa know and just press star 2. Yeah, the hands are going up on star 2. We're raising some hands. So, yes, that's very
impactful.
That's what
I want to know that you're there. And I want to know that you got your message. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not here to showcase me. I'm here to be of service. There's something you want. There's something that you're entitled to. There's something that's your birthright. And the only distance between you and it is learning how to get it. That's it. You've already paid your price for it. You've already done your time for it. You've already cried and prayed and worked for it. You're going to still do some more work, and by the way, some more crying and some more praying, by the way.
Right.
You're still going to do that, but you've already done enough to get more than what some of you have gotten. And the distance between where you are and where you want to be is simply what you don't know. And guess what? You don't know what you don't know until you know it. When my coach taught me that, see, I keep a coach in my life. I have a coach in my physical life. I have a coach for me spiritually, and I have a coach for me financially. In every area of my life that matters to me, I've invested in someone that's better at that part than I am. And they keep me going. They keep me on, as my brother say, they keep me to chart the course. And so in that area, you just don't know what you don't know until you know it. That's why you take advantage of moments like this. You get a coach in your space. Because right now, I'm your coach. You've chosen by registering to make me your coach. Take full advantage of that. And then move on. Stay with me if you want, or move on to another coach. Take full advantage of that. But remember, you don't know what you don't know until you know it, and that's okay. See, Brother Bedford, we continue to keep score. We put our body gloves on and we beat ourselves up on a daily basis because we don't know, we don't know. How could you master accounting and financial forecasting if you're the ultimate interviewer and people person?
Right.
How can you? And so say, listen, I don't know. I don't know about financial forecasting. Teach me what I don't know. And humble out. Entrepreneurs, the first thing we do as entrepreneurs is we take away permission for us not to know anything because we put on that title called CEO.
Right.
That title called CEO is called Continued Education Opportunity. And so, you know, I'm going to extend an invitation for all of you to join me in a teleseminar where I just continue to pour into you. And I'm going to give you tons of gifts. I'm going to give you more than you can imagine. You're going to wonder, why did I give you that much? Because if just 1% of you, if 1% of you can hear my voice, take action on 5%, just 5% of what I'm going to gift you with tonight, then you will watch the next 18 months. In 18 months, your life cannot physically and emotionally and financially look the same way it looks today. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. I love transformation. I love transformation. And it's possible. And I don't say it's possible out of some hokey pokey book. I say it's possible because I'm the beanies and weenies eating with cabin, county on, you know, rubbing two pennies together woman who now runs two multi-million dollar businesses, who vacations for 6 weeks at a time in the Caribbean, whose son has traveled the world. The same baby that I didn't have the money to put Pampers on is that same baby that's still on top of Cape Town Mountain with me in South Africa. The same baby that sat and had lunch with the Queen of Swaziland with me. I was able to transform my son's life because of my commitment to learning. And the same thing is available for you. I just know the God we serve, when whatever you call your God, the God we serve is not a God of favoritism. I know if I can do it by simple steps, there was no magic, there was no magic wands, no potion lotion, there was none of that. And there still hasn't been a hookup for this sister. If I could do it, and the difference is I didn't have a roadmap. What I'm grateful for, what I'm grateful for this interview, why I was so excited to be on it, was that I can help you with a roadmap because I had to go it without one.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet, really. I know there's another question.
That's beautiful. I just want to let you know that Marion from Bowie said yes. Kelly from Charlotte said yes. Valerie from Atlanta said yes. Linda from Cleveland said yes.
Come on, Linda.
Kanisha said, it was me. Thank you. That was for me. I was holding on for someone other than me. She, thank you. Jonelle Clark from Atlanta said, I took my passion off in unemployment roles and let go of my fears. I had to rid myself of limited thinking that I was okay. Wow, I am on my way. Thanks,
Come on. 18 months, girl. And listen, give yourself, every single one of you, I want you to write, I'm giving myself 18 months of being a student. Write that down. Type that in. 18 months of being the consummate student. You got the aha today. But, and we got more for you. It ain't over yet, but you got an aha right now. But that aha is only the first microscopic step. It's what you do with what you know. It's what you are willing to learn now that you've turned around a little bit. You had a little tweak. It's the next 18 months. Give it 18 months of applied learning. Write that down, applied learning. Not just self-help, not self-help, but applied learning. You do that. You do that, and I promise you, when I see you, keep score. Keep score on this one. Keep score on your growth over the next 18 months if you step into applied learning. I promise you. What I love about it is that H2O will always be water. 1 + 1 will always be 2. You learn it. You apply it. It has to impact your life. You want to know how do you change your life? Follow those simple steps and some more that I'm going to give you tonight. I promise you. And whenever someone says, it's not working for me, I say, okay, let's go through the steps. And when I get to step 4, they say, well, I didn't really want to do that. Well, that's why it's not working. You took the sweet potato ingredient out of the sweet potato pie.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Beautiful. Felicia said, yes, yes.
I love it.
Wow, we have several questions coming in, and we're going to get to some of the questions over here. But what I want to do, I know Lisa wants to hear some of your voices. So over on the phone, if you have a question, press *2 and get yourself in the queue. Press *2 and you'll be able to ask your question live. I'm sure Lisa wants to hear your voice. We'll go back over and I'll ask a couple more questions that are coming across the web. We'll try to move through them rather quickly. Here's one that just wants to give a testimonial before we get into the questions. I am one of the many living testimonials that your life can change in 18 months. I met Lisa at George's conference in June 2009. I am a different person, and you know my journey. Thank you for helping me find me again. Yes, yes, that's Brandy Ray from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yes, Brandy. Now, Brandy, what I love, Brandy, if I can add to your testimony, what I love about Brandy is Brandy didn't come initially as a willing and excited learner. She was like, is this really going to work? And I love it. I love it. And I said, Brandy, like I'm telling you, Brandy, can you just be my student? If you become a student, if you become coachable, the number one word I kept saying to Brandy was be coachable. Let me coach you and then apply it. And in 18 months, and watching your life change, Brandy, watching your light brighten up, watching your joy come back, watching your healing occur, and then watching your success rise was as much a gift to me, sister, as it was to you to have me in your space. I hope that our paths continue to cross, because when I see someone like you doing the work, it inspires me to continue to play 159%. So thank you so much for being here. And she's still being a student, still on the call.
Still on the call. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Let's go to Sunny in Indianapolis. It says, I saw you in Atlanta last year and I had a question. I'm a writer and want to publish my empowerment and fiction novels for youth audiences. How do I go about finding publishers?
Absolutely. So, number one, and I teach this, I was asked so many questions about speaking and writing and building your speaking platform and building your writing platform. I created a training called Speak and Write to Make Millions. And in that training, tell me your name again.
That was Sunny.
Sunny. I love using names. Sunny. Sunny, in the training, Speak and Write to Make Millions, I tell all the behind-the-scenes conversation that I never heard. No one ever told me about it. I talk about the why to use a publisher, why not to use a publisher, the money that can be made, the money that's never going to be made. I tell you my journey with Chicken Soup in detail, down to the cents, down to the penny. I talk about no matter what. I just kind of give you a full spectrum in this training. So, number one, I'm going to give you a fast answer here, but if you find that you want more, I'm going to extend two invitations to you. You choose either one or neither. Your choice. One is to join me for 2 days at the end of April, where I spend 17 hours just talking about building your platform as a speaker and as a writer and how to complement both and how to leverage your brand. And then the second invitation I'm going to extend to you is to, if you can't join me live, join me on a teleseminar next week. It's not going to be 17 hours. It's just going to be 3 hours, but I'm still talking about that. Now, so we'll open up both of those conversations there if this just scratches the surface for you. So how do you choose a publisher? Number one, decide if you want to publish and why you want to publish. Why do you want a publisher? What I find is most people want a publisher because they feel it validates them. Okay, that's not a good reason to have a publisher, because you're gonna, if you want to use this as a strong revenue stream, then you might want to consider self-publishing, because your market is going to, your revenue margin is going to be far greater. If you want to publish because you want to build your brand, then you can self-publish, and once you self-publish it, you design. Now, what most people miss, and I go over this in extreme detail in the live training, is how to design a bestseller's tour. And that's what I did. That you saw that on the video with George Frazier. The reason why I got the contract for the second Chicken Soup book while I was still on tour for the first Chicken Soup book was because they saw how many books I was signing. Mm. Right? So you can design a tour that has you signing so many books, Sonny, that a publisher will come and seek you even after you've published it. Even after you self-publish, they'll repackage it, they'll rebrand it, they'll put it out there. So you can do one and it can lead to the other, okay, because you may get it out sooner, quicker, faster. But you want to design an amazing bestsellers tour. Can't go through all the details of what makes that now, but there is such a thing. I think I made it up. I know I made the name up. And a bestsellers tour is really mapping out what's going to make this book just go over the top. What's going to make it do that? So that's one thing. The other thing is, when you're looking for a publisher, go and pick up the books you love the most. Go and read the books that resonate with you. And then look on the back and see who's the publisher of the majority of those books. Read 10 books. If you come across the same publisher 5 times or even 3 times, that's a publisher you should look at. Now, the second part of that question is how to make that publisher interested in you. I can't give you all that detail now, but you want to have that question. So write that down. How do I make the publisher interested in me? Now, two things, 50-50. I'm just going to say this and then move on. If you want more, again, I have more for you. But 50-50, 50% good story, 50% excellent marketing strategy. And there's a way you can build your marketing engine up so that when you go in, the reason why I got $1 million for No Matter What, it wasn't just because the book was so good. I'd love to think the book was amazing. But I got $1 million for No Matter What because my face was on the cover of the Learning Annex book, and Donald Trump's was on the back, and Tony Robbins was on the inside cover. At the same time I was shopping the book in New York, I'm on 50,000 book covers. As well, I just got off of Oprah. As well, I was negotiating a television deal. So there's a reason why I got $1 million book deal. And guess what? 50% of it, if not 70, didn't have to do with the content of the book. It had to do with my platform. So while you may not have all those platforms, so don't compare yourself to me, you can still build a platform for you that will give you a stronger positioning with the publisher. Now, there's more to come with that. I have so much around this conversation. I'm going to invite you again before we hang up to join me live in San Diego at April 30th and May 1 for those of you that can. And then for those of you who can't, I'm going to give you an invitation for a teleseminar where I'm just going to open up this very conversation more, because I know many of you want to know about it. We have 2 sessions that are 90 minutes each, and I just pour into you and give you as much as I possibly can in 90 minutes, in 2 90-minute sessions.
That's great.
I hope that served you, Sonny.
I hope so as well, Sonny. We have a few questions coming in. One, let me deal with this right here. I wasn't able to get in on time. Is there any way we can receive this call via email? We will be replaying the call, and along with me sending you for the replay of the call, there will be a special link attached for the things that Lisa is speaking of. So we want to make sure that you will not miss an opportunity to take advantage of what Lisa is offering you tonight. So you will have the replay for a period of time, and you will have this special link to go where Lisa wants you to go to make sure you take advantage of the additional resources.
Because I got some goodies I put together. I don't even think you know what we put together. I just got crazy today. I did a CEO decision. I said, why not give him as much as I possibly can?
Wow.
And so what I know is that people have come here hungry. And so I've put together a couple of things to feed you. The Speak and Write to Make Millions live course, that's $5.97 on my website. If you go to lisa-nichols.com and you click on training events, that's $5.97. We only have about 26 slots left as of noon today. Because I keep it small, because I do a lot of work with it. So there's only about 150 people there, so I can really see your work. Because it's a workshop, not a think shop, not a talk shop. It's a workshop. You're going to have progress before you leave. There's about 26 spots left. when you go online to register for the course, put in the coupon code B-O-G-O. B as in boy, O, G as in girl, O. B-O-G-O. And you're going to be blown away that the price is cut in half.
Wow.
So when you go in to Speak and Write to Make Millions on my training, put in BOGO. And it's going to put, it's going to reduce it down by 50% so that you're only paying $298 to go to 17 hours of comprehensive training. In that training, I literally give you handouts that include, get this, the proposal that I submitted to Chicken Soup for the Soul that got funded. I give you the book tour outline. Remember I talking about best-selling book tour? I give you my book tour outline from Chicken Soup for the Soul, African American Soul, where I autographed 10,500 books on one tour. I give it to you. Now, I don't give this stuff online because I don't want it to go all over the Internet. I want just the people who are playing to have this kind of stuff for me. So I will give you more in this three-ring binder than you can ever imagine. And then we have 17 hours of behind-the-scenes strategic planning, leveraging your brand, building your database, Internet marketing, community-based marketing. How do you build a product and sell the product at the back of the room without seeming salesy? How do you invite people, enroll people, and move people? How do you do that? All that stuff. And it's a candid, raw, non-scripted, non-recorded conversation that you have access to. So I know space is limited, so if you choose you want to be in San Diego with me the last weekend in April, then go over to Lisa-Nichols, click on training and events, put in B-O-G-O so you get half off, and then join us. We will take care of you. You'll see how team looks. You'll see how A-team looks. We'll love on you. There's no big black curtains I disappear behind. It's very communal. It's very relationship. And so, and then I'll tell you in a minute about the online, but if that's for you, if you know you need the presence, now 50% of the course, Brother Befford, is about writing and speaking. The other 50% is building your self-worth, healing that part of you, showing you how to give yourself permission to actually be successful, helping you turn down that negative self-talk chatter, helping you push past your limiting beliefs, helping you get out of your blueprint and step into a new blueprint. So 50% of the course is designed for content and business, and 50% is designed for your personal development so that your net worth can expand as your self-worth is expanding.
Wow. And on that note, we had Felicia from Bloomington send over another testimony, just a testimony. I attended Lisa's Speak and Write Millions, and it was phenomenal. It changed my business, and I continue to grow. She gives so much, and it exceeded my expectations. My book is due to be published in 90 days. Thanks.
Yay.
That's from Felicia in Bloomington.
Felicia, I love you. Oh, Felicia over at State Farm. That's my girl. Okay. And see, the reason why I can remember who people are because it's intimate. We make it intimate because we learn in community. Felicia, I'm proud of you, baby. I want you to come back to the course. I want you to tell people your win because people look at me sometimes and I'm not attainable. They think, oh, no, she did it. She's been, you know, secret lady, Oprah lady. But Felicia, when you do it, and Brandy, when you come back, people can begin to see themselves. So please, one of the biggest gifts you can give to me is come back to the community, let them see you, touch you, hug you, love on you, and you do the same. So thank you so much, Felicia. I appreciate you trusting me and letting me support you.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Let me check and see. Do we have anyone raising their hands? I'm sure you want to talk to Lisa. I mean, we're getting tons of calls on, questions online, but I want to hear someone's voice. I'm looking at people from Atlanta. Okay, there's a hand going up because we're running short on time, and I want to make sure we get people on the phone to ask Lisa some questions. I'm going to take another question over here where I see one hand going up, two hands going up. Okay, you're going to be put in the queue. 1 second, let me go back over here. We do have you for a few more moments, don't we, Lisa?
Absolutely. No, I cleared out my calendar for the next 45 minutes.
Oh, great. Thank you. So,
you're welcome.
As you can see, we have Lisa wanting to pour into you and give you everything that you need. And this is your rare opportunity to actually have a conversation with Lisa Nichols. And so we want you to ask your questions. So let's go back over here to the Q&A while we have them in queue. Cheryl from Upper Marlboro, Maryland says, as a mom of three small children who has discovered my passion, which does keep me up at night, which happens to be motivational speaking, is performing the prerequisites, putting in the hard work, and gaining a reasonable amount of exposure. How do I know how to take it to the next level to make this passion that is to make this passion that is a profitable business that allows me to care for my family's financial needs versus this just being a hobby.
Tell me your name again.
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl. Cheryl, you've taken yourself as far as you can take yourself, sweetie. I would invite you to do what I did. Get a coach that's been there before. Don't get a coach that's trying to figure it out with you. Get a coach that's been there before. I remember when I was at your point. I was right there. I'd done some things, made a name, developed a strategy, but I run out of what I knew. This is all I'd gone as far as I could take my own self. And I hired my coach, and my coach, Susie Carter, she came in, and in 1 year, she helped to grow my company 258%.
Wow.
And I never turned around. She started her company in her living room as a single mother of two little girls. 3 years ago, she sold that same company for $15 million. So, sweetie, there are people around you, like me, who would love. That one thing I learned about being successful is all you, to me, if you're a server, all you want to do is turn around and serve people. I just want to turn around. This is my season for teaching other people. Like, what I could give you, it's just in my computer. It's just in my head. You know, my grandmother said, baby, you want to know what I'm trying to forget. You know, so this is the time for you, Cheryl, to grab a coach. If you can join me at the end of April live, then great. If you can join me live. If you can't, I'll tell you how to join our teleseminar. But if you can join me live, and the reason why I would love for you to join us live is because it's not just about me. Number one, that training is co-facilitated for one of the few times by my coach. So you get the woman who coached me in the same room. And we start long-term relationships with people who show up in the room. So I don't ever market that I do private coaching or executive coaching. I don't ever market that on my internet or on social networks. The only place I really let it be known that I'm available for a few individual clients, and that may or may not be what you're seeking, but the only place we expand our play is when people get in their cars or get on the plane and get to San Diego with us and sit in that room. When you're in that room, all of a sudden the world is opened up to you as it relates to our guidance. So if you can be outrageous and join us at the end of April, then I want to invite you to do that. If that's not possible, then join us on our teleseminar because I'll give you some techniques. If that's not possible, I want you to find a coach that you feel that you resonate with and you understand their language. Now, notice I'm saying coach and I'm not saying mentor. I'm saying coach for a reason. I'm saying coach because I want you to invest in your future. If you invest in it, have a fiscal exchange with this person, and I know it's going to stretch you possibly. It may not, but it stretched me like all get out when I had a coach. And I had to do it because it made sure that I showed up and I did everything she said, and it transformed my life fiscally. So a mentor is someone who gives you their free time. Most busy, successful people have very little free time. And if we do have free time, we prefer to give it to rest, God, or our family. And so you want to invest in your coach and invest in your future. And any way that I could support you, you're right up my alley. That's the thing that we do. If there's any way I could support you, you have the right to make a bold request.
Right. Now, Cheryl, is this you that's also on the phone? Cheryl, are you on the phone?
Yes.
So that was your question that we just did. So you were on the phone and online. You wanted to make sure.
I am hungry.
I am so hungry
for this.
I love it.
I literally am here, and my three kids are up, and they're making a whole racket noise. They're 3, 4, and 7.
That's all right. I'm a mama.
Like,
don't worry about that.
Okay. I'm pushing them out the door like, Mommy, I have 3 pages of notes. And it's so funny because I'm actually going to Willie Jolly's event on April 29th and 30th here in Maryland. Otherwise, believe me, I would have found a way to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it would be stretching me, I would have found a way to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm overwhelmed. As you see, I'm stuttering. I have all these notes. Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
This inspiration and this motivation not to give up, because this is my passion. And everything that you're saying is just resonating with me. Thank you.
Well, it's a confirmation. You're on the right path, you're doing the right thing, and you're not alone. And that's what you need. You need to know I'm on the right path, I'm doing the right thing, and I'm not alone. I'm going to tell you in a moment how to join our teleseminar, which is just 2 90-minute calls with me where I'm going over just speaking and writing and building your individual platform and leveraging your brand called You. And so join us for that, because you can listen to it live or you can listen to the recorded version, and you'll get that piece. And should we do Speak and Write Again live, make sure, and I'm going to also tell you how to go on and get a free gift from me. When you get the free gift, you're in our database, and if ever Speak and Write comes up again, which it should, it may come up in 2011 again. You may have to wait to 2012. When it comes up, as soon as you see it, matter of fact, stalk us and find out when it's going to be, because whenever you get it, it will be right on time. Whenever you get it, it'll be right on time. So you go hang out with Willie and then soak up all that. But make sure, Cheryl, whatever you soak up, you go back and you do. You don't just sit there and take it in and get all excited and rah-rah and then go home and burn out again. You don't do that. You go home and you bite-size it and you timeline it out, sweetheart. If you want to know how to make everything work, timeline it out. You have 10 things you need to do. You cannot do all 10 now. So what's the one thing you're going to do in the next 45 days? What's the second thing you're going to start on day 46? You don't even start it to day 46. And you do that between day 46 and day 80. And then on day 81, what's that one thing you're going to start? And then on day 92, what's that one thing? See, when you timeline it out, you can get it all done without living in overwhelm, and you can be more laser focused. That's my extra bonus gift to you. Okay, I'm done.
Wow. Thank you so much. I'm already stalking you. I'm on your website.
Good.
I'm already looking at the DVD and whatever I can avail myself of.
Anything.
And
what
I
you
am,
do,
yeah.
What you do is you, if it works for you, then do what I did. You choose if it's Willie and me or me and someone else or Willie and someone else. You choose who are going to be your 18-month teachers, and you drink, eat, sleep, walk, talk their learning. When I talk to you again, I want to hear like, oh, she's using my words. That's because I've been listening to your video so many times. I've been listening to your audio. So, see, a teacher wants to hear that, because then it becomes your own. When I teach my clients, whenever I have an executive client, I give them my DVD, I give them my CD, I give them my book, and I give them access to every live training. And the reason why I do that is because I believe that you learn the most when you have, write this down, surround sound learning. Give me surround sound learning. There's so many things going in your mind that in order for me to get it, I want to hear it, I want to taste it, I want to see it, I want to touch it, I want the goosebumps to come, I want to hug her, I want to have every sense engaged, because then you're not teaching my mind. I'm not learning in my mind. Guess what? The learning is being seeped into my DNA.
Whew, I just want to say yes.
Come on.
Thank
now.
You.
You're welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Great. That was wonderful. Now for those of you who are on the phone, now you see that you can get your voice heard along with Lisa Nichols. I do see a couple more hands going up. There was something that just came across, and it's in line with the event, so let's address that real quick. This is from Tasha in Atlanta. She said, is there a special hotel rate for your workshop participants in April?
You know there is. You know I had to hook y'all up. So when you register for the workshop, and by the way, when you go on there, it may put another thing on there. You can just press if it registers you for a couple of things, just go to the right and press remove. I've been sitting here practicing and doing it, so it is taking it down to $298.50 for you. When you register, you'll get an auto reply, and in the auto reply, it gives you the information to the Bahia Hotel, which, by the way, from your room, you can throw a rock and hit the sand and the water, you know, because we want to keep you right there on the water. And when you mention Lisa Nichols, they'll give you a 15% discount on the rooms. And so, yes, you do get a discount. We all stay together. We normally try and have dinner together somewhere if it works out for us. But it's real communal, real intimate, powerful. You know, I tell people get 8 hours sleep for 8 days straight before you come. Hydrate for 8 days straight before you come, because you are coming into a workshop, not a talk shop, not a think shop, but a workshop. And you will leave feeling like you left 50 pounds of weight and emotion in that room. And you'll be off and running. You'll think you can fly home without your plane. And you'll be inside of a very diverse, I have a very diverse community that will come, and I'm going to help you expand your database. So I have a time where I actually stop and I have you walk around the room and tell what your gift is, what you're really good at, so when people are shopping for something, they know about you. I tell you, bring your business cards, pass them out, because the people that are in that room, you want to do business with them, because we pull together the top creme de la creme of people in the industry. It's going to be juicy and delicious, you guys. And if you can't make it, no worries. There are other things that I'm doing this year. This is just this one. I just want to make sure you, my job is to extend the invitation. Your job is to choose. If it's not for you right now, that's totally fine. I don't ever operate in now or never. I operate in now or whenever the perfect time occurs. So if you can't play with us live, I'm going to tell you how you can be on the teleseminar with us. It's going to be juicy content, some of the same stuff I said tonight, but a lot of additional stuff. I'm going to give you some handouts to go with that. I'm going to ask that the handouts that I give to you, that you keep them and don't put them all over Facebook. Look at Lisa Nichols' contract with Chicken Soup. Please don't do that. Because I'm giving it to you in confidence that you will honor it and celebrate it. It's my gift to you, just because I wanted someone so desperately to give me a blueprint. Give me some examples. Show me what I don't know. And so I remember praying in 2004, look, if I ever make it, if I ever get to some place, I'm going to turn around and demystify this. I'm going to give some answers. And so I'm going to give you, even in that teleseminar, I'm going to give you some really substantive handouts. I'm going to give you some great content. I'm going to overload you. You're going to be able to access the recording over and over and over again. And that's juicy. The value of the teleseminar is $397. And what I love is that you get to attend the teleseminar for $197. But what the best part of the teleseminar is, and I don't want the people who are coming live to get jealous, because then I got to find a way to give this to you guys as well. But the value of the teleseminar is that I put together this incredible, incredible package called the Ultimate Success Package. I put together a DVD, a video called Destined for Greatness that I did, and many of you on the line, you've purchased it for $69. I put Destined for Greatness online for you. It's a live video of how you can tap into your passion, how you jump into your purpose, how you turn your passion into profit, and how you say no matter what to it. It is your supercharge that you play in the background while you're doing work. You play while you're washing dishes. So that's a powerful CD. And then I got Bootstrap to Big Time. Bootstrap to Big Time is a 12-part course on how do you build your business from nothing. How do you go from bootstrap to big time? Now, here's the delicious part about this. It's not taught by me. It's taught by my coach. It's a $129 packet that I have for you online. This is all a gift for free for you. This is a gift for free. This is the packet I put together today, Brother Bedford. That was crazy.
Wow.
Then I took the four people. Get this. There are four people that have mentored me. Pete Bissonette mentored me in marketing. And Susie mentored me in systems, because most entrepreneurs will go out of business because you don't have systems.
Correct.
And then my literary agent showed me how what are the publishing secrets? How do I get a $1 million book deal? Bonnie Solo has closed over $26 million in book deals. And then there's Bill Harris. Bill Harris is my internet marketing guru, master. He was generating in 2009 $1 million online every month from internet marketing. I interviewed all four of those people. They're my mentors. You probably wouldn't have access to them. So I asked them, can I spend 45 minutes with you picking your brain, and can I make that available to people in my community? They said yes. So would you know that I was able to put all that together and give that as a gift to you? The entire packet that I'm giving you is valued at $2,364. And for those of you who register for Speak and Write online, because since you can't be with me if you don't do that, then I want to give you some extra stuff. So if you register for Speak and Write online, I'll tell you how to do that in a moment, for $197, I'm going to give you, as a gift from me to you, $2,364 worth of content. Each one of those lessons from each one of those masters, I call them my master teachers, my masters, each one is valued at $600 each session because of what they give you. All you have to do is take action on one or two over the next 18 months. I'm going to give you all that. So when you register for the course, and your auto reply is going to give you a link to all of that stuff, video, audio, interviews, all type of great content for $197. That's all a gift.
That's great.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's great. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that.
And I've never put this packet together before. I've never given out like this. But this is the climate where I think it only feels right to give more for less. Let me give you what I can give you, and then give me as much as you can give me. This, of course, I can make profit on it. I want you guys to go online and look at each one of these products individually. You'll see online they're sold for $120, $1,500, $600. So they're real products online. So please don't pass this out to everyone. This is something exclusive for this community. But when you go online and register, and I want you to go, this is a different registration code, so please write this down. This is registration code No Matter What Tour, like my book title, No Matter What Tour, like on the book tour, nomatterwhattour.com, okay? nomatterwhattour.com/telecall, T-E-L-E-C-A-L-L. Again, that's nomatterwhattour.com/telecall. And when you go there, you'll pay $197. We'll give you the information for the call. We'll let you know when it occurs, March 22nd and April 5th. If you can't get on live, no worries. It will be recorded and available for you. And then we'll give you the link to over $2,300 worth of gifts.
Right. And for those of you who didn't get that, don't worry about it. I'm going to send you an email with that link at the conclusion of this call, and it will be attached to the replay of this call, okay? So don't sweat right now. I see people posting questions. We have Sharon. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. Sharon, Kelly, we're going to get to you. Coletta, we're going to get to you. Kalimba, we're going to get to you. Right now we want to go over to the phone. I don't see a name here, but we have someone from Charlotte. And we want to get you on the phone. Yes. Are you there from Charlotte? Charleston.
Hey, yes, I am, Brother Bedford. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this that we're speaking with?
Hi, my name is Lori Johnson, Brother Bedford. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, and I want to thank you for putting this call together, and Lisa, thank you so very much, Lisa Nichols, for your time.
Lisa,
you know me from Charleston. I was very honored to be a part of getting the word out about Chicken Soup for the African American Soul when I was in radio.
Oh, thank you, Lori. We did it.
Hey,
we did it.
And again, I was so honored to be a part of your team here in Charleston. And I guess my question is for you, Lisa. It's maybe two things. Before, I heard you mention to the young lady that you like to hear things that you say as a teacher that lets you know that your students are paying attention. And I have a question. If you, you have that word ginormous, and I know you coined that word ginormous, but I wanted you to know I heard that word on a commercial, and I certainly hope you patented that word. When I heard the lady use the term ginormous deals, I said, I don't know, you use Lisa's word. And so, I said, well, okay, since I have you on the phone, I was just going to ask you, so you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but it would be nice. I just want you to know that your word is being used on television, on a Travelocity. Oops, did I say that commercial?
Well, you know what, Lori? There are some words that I have, it's so funny because as I move into the literary industry and move into television, they want to coin some words as Lisa-isms, and they literally want me to create Lisa-isms because I do have some very unique words. And what I realize is that now that I'm learning to do that, there are a ton of words that will be considered Lisa-isms that will be that I will patent and have names on. Then there are a ton of words that were gifts to the world, and ginormous was one of them.
So that was a gift.
That was a gift. And what I get is there are things that that have an exchange, and there are things that the exchange is just the energy. So it's a compliment to me when I hear stuff, because I hear stuff that I've said all over the place, and I could tell it's a Lisa-ism, and I love it because it's a continued learning or a continued entertainment. So Lori, I thank you for having my best interest in mind. Thank you for thinking about it. What's your second question?
Okay, being authentic, that is really the term nowadays, and it really is so relevant and so vital to us really being who we are so supposed to be and for why we're meant to, why we were placed here. So in being authentic and being on a platform, when you, my passion, I believe, is communicating also in terms of whether it be books or public speaking. But I wanted to find out, what do you think would be the best way to figure out what your platform is, or what do you go out there, what do I speak about? You know, what is it, you know, like, what do I focus on when I find what really rings true for me to speak
right.
on or?
Right. I love the question, Lori. And number one, just think broad. First, who are you excited about talking to? When you think about being in front of them, what gets you excited? So you can motivate and inspire everyone, but let's work on a niche. I learned this lesson 14 years ago. You can serve and get rich in your niche. So write that down. I can serve and get rich in my niche. So when a lot of times speakers and writers and coaches and people, they say, oh, I say, well, who's your market? Oh, everyone. I say, okay, well, that's going to be a lot of energy trying to touch everyone. So let's talk about a niche. So if you ask me, I inspire a lot of people, all type of cultures, all type of, but if you ask me what's my niche, I'm very clear. My niche are three things. My niche are entrepreneurs, women, and teens. That's my niche, entrepreneurs, women, and teens. And so who do you, and the way I know that is I get most excited in front of them. So who's your niche? Who do you get excited in front of? So that's number one. Number one is what's my market? Who's my market? Number two, Lori, is what's important to them. Most experts make the mistake of trying to decide what to talk about based on what's important to you, the expert. Your market is the expert. Your market knows what they need. So who's your market and what do they need? Then it's your job, Lori, to go back and design that conversation.
Okay.
Does that make sense, sweetie?
Makes a lot of sense, Lisa. Thank
yeah.
you.
And now that translates to writing as well. So now you know more than anyone because you were part of that project. You know that I organically created that entire book tour. I organically created that entire process. Did I not? Did you not own a big piece of that?
Yes. Sorry, I muted myself. I did. It was great.
Right. Now, what Lori is speaking of, and this is another coachable moment for everyone on this call, was that, what, and I'll explain this more on the teleseminar that I'll be teaching you, and I'll explain it in the live training for sure. But what I did during the Chicken Soup for the Soul is I enrolled volunteers all around the country to help me get the word out in their community. Lori was a part of my volunteer team to help me get the word out, and she owned it. I mean, I made that region hers, and so I was hers when I came to town. She helped me get it out, and I did that in 13 different regions, 27 different cities, which is how I was able to sign 10,500 books. There's no way, little old me, this was before The Secret, before anything, I didn't have the engine to do it, but I did have the ability to enroll community, to inspire people. I stayed in my niche. My niche is enrolling and inspiring. So what did I do? I got on a call like this. Lori, did we have calls like this every month?
We sure did, yeah, every month.
We had a call like this every month. I've never met any of these people. And I got them to agree. They love the stories. They love the feeling. And I said, okay, can you help me get the word out? And then I clearly created a plan. I knew what Lori was supposed to do. Lori knew what she was supposed to do. And I met her for the first time when I got to her city, and she was doing what she was supposed to do. And she did that, and 13 other people in 13 other regions did the same thing, and it made the book a bestseller.
Amen.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome, Brother Ben.
Okay, we have around, at least we have around 10 minutes left, okay?
Okay.
We have, she's been waiting so patiently. Let's see, Kalimba. Lisa, with all my love, you are an awesome leader. Help me understand how to attract the dating mate that does not have the fear of the power and light of a woman on track to self-discovery and self-actualization. There are men who move away from women who have the conviction to betterment, to self-betterment, and expect the same from a partner, trying to attract balance in the quadrants.
Okay. Okay, get ready for this, Kalimba. Now I want you to get your pen and paper out. First of all, it's okay to attract a partner or a person in your life that's not ready for you. There's nothing wrong with that. You just attract them and you let them keep going. Because they needed you to measure and see where they are. So there's reasons why everyone comes in your path, sweetie. So if someone comes in your path and they're not ready for you, that's okay. You just release them and let them continue moving forward so they find someone. But you needed them so you can measure where you were, and they needed you so they can measure where they were. You each got a glimpse of your capacity. Does that make sense, Brother Beffer?
Yes, it does.
I mean, and that's some deep stuff. So,
yes,
so that's allowing everything to move and ebb and flow. See, we're holding on. Your language, Kalimba, speaks to me that you're holding on. You want it to happen. You want to know how to find it. No, I want you to move to ebb and flow, expand and contract. I want you to move to that and let everything that moves to you move to you, and everything that moves away from you move away from you. It's all in divine time and perfect. Now, write this down. Now, there are some people who are have an 8-ounce capacity for life, 8-ounce capacity for understanding, forgiveness, love, 8 ounces. Think of, let's go to 7-Eleven for a moment and think of the big gulps and think of the different sizes. Some people have 8-ounce capacity. That means they shut down easy, they're argumentative, they don't want to talk, they're not communicative. Nothing's wrong with them. That's just their capacity. Don't make them wrong. Then there are people who have 16 ounces of capacity, a little more understanding, can open up, can have a conversation. But when it gets hard, they walk away. They don't stay. They don't work it out. The pressure gets too deep. They back away. 16 ounces of capacity. And then there are those who have 24 ounce capacity, a little more understanding, more communicative, want to sit down and talk, you know, want to work it out. And then there are people who have 32 ounces of capacity. I want you to write all this down. 8, 16, 24, 32 ounces of capacity. And then there are people who have 64 ounces of capacity, right? Fully expansive. Kalimba, that's the woman that you are working to become or you've become. Now, the capacity goes all the way up to 108, 204 ounces of capacity. I mean, it just keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. I don't know where it ends. But I want you just to see the track record and see what, when you talk about who you are, who you're striving to be, you're simply saying, Lisa, I'm expanding my 8 ounce to 24 ounce. I'm expanding my 24 ounce to 32 ounce. I'm expanding my 32 ounce to 64 ounce. My 64 ounce to 89 ounces. So I want you to first get a visual of that. Now I want you to hear me. That's the last thing I'm going to say to you. And I'm going to invite you to please come to one of my live trainings. You would absolutely get great value out of it. There's no way, hear my voice, every single person that can hear my voice, there's no way that you can make a 24-ounce, a 64-ounce. So if you choose to have him or her in your life, love them at 24 ounces. Don't make them wrong. Don't judge them. Love them because that's their greatest gift. That's all they have to give. And don't love them expecting them to get to 64. Love them at 24. And if they get to 64, then that's your gift. But your job is to love them where they are. When you can do this, that one little thing, that's somebody on this call for this. Somebody, tell us in chat if that's you. When you can do that with your spouse, or with your lover, or with your children, or with your siblings, or with your parent, and stop trying to make them your 32 and let them be their 16. And don't judge them for the distance between the two. Why can't she apologize? Why can't she communicate? You trying to make your 32 her 24. Not possible. You're always going to be frustrated. Okay, that's it, because I know there's other people. So just know, sweetie, it's okay for them to come, and it's okay for them to go. And when you see them, say, oh, I want to love him at his 32 ounces, and I'm looking for 64, and be okay with that.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Sharon Bullock from Silver Springs. I own a woman's boutique and would like to expand to multiple stores. How do I attract angel investors to help take my business to the next level?
It's not sprinkle fairy dust. It's not potion lotion. Do your numbers. Has your business grown in the last year? What's your growth cycle over the last 3 years? And then, more importantly, what would you do with the angel investor money? If angel investors still are parting with their dollars. So what would you do? What's your growth plan? What's your financial forecast plan? So move away from the emotion and get into the concrete numbers. If you're interested, we go over that inside of our training. I talk about how do you become a financial magnet. How do you become a consumer magnet? There are things that you do to become a magnet. And for you, if you're looking at investors, and take away angel, just say investor. Because then if you say investor, you'll have a more serious eye. It's not so esoteric. You want to touch it. What's your past 3-year track record? How are your numbers this year? What's your growth expectation? What would you do with the money? And what's your financial forecast? Answer those questions, baby, and you're just taking your step to becoming a financial magnet.
That is beautiful. Kelly from Charlotte says, please name one or two ways to cut out the chatter.
Number one, acknowledge it. So in my book, No Matter What, one of the first two chapters, I give you inspired action steps in every chapter. And one of the first two chapters, I have you expose the lies. So get the book and do that exercise called expose the lies. So number one, you need to expose what you're listening to, expose what you're telling yourself, and you need to do it and be raw. It's not going to be comfortable. It may take 6 pages. It may take 3 pages. It may take 16 pages. The more successful you are, the more negative chatter you have. And expose your chatter in all four quadrants. You'll find out that you have more. And then do that exercise. And what I have you do in that exercise is after you've exposed the lie, you expose the lie in pencil and you skip 4 lines. And then I have you go back and say, well, if that's a lie, what's the truth? And you write the truth in red ink. And so first of all, expose your lies. And then secondly, write down what's the truth. If you get my book and follow those instructions, watch. Let me know about it. Whenever I see you, whenever I talk to you again, or I hope it'll be somewhere, tell me what happened. Because now once you become conscious of the lie and you've identified as a lie, it has less power.
Beautiful. Corletta from Detroit says, please have Ms. Nichols repeat the 3 things given at the top of the call. 1, network self-worth. 2, invest in my learning. And I guess she didn't get the 3rd one.
And 3, take action. Don't let it be self-help. Let truly take action. So your self-worth is giving yourself permission for your next season. I have a product called Destined for Greatness that's on my website. This is not to sell you guys, but You Deserve It. And You Deserve It is a paraliminal that I needed to listen to so that I can give myself permission for the next phase of my life. I tell people I didn't get ready for Oprah in the green room. I had to get ready from Oprah in my living room. And so You Deserve It as a paraliminal that I kept listening to keep reminding myself that I deserve what was coming. I deserve what was on its way so that when it came to me, I didn't sabotage it. Love, finances, success, whatever it is. And so self-worth is that. That's that work. And then investing in yourself. Go out and invest in your education through CDs, DVDs, people, coaches, trainings, whatever it is, 18 months. And then the last thing is take action on what you learn. If you just listen to this call and you don't do anything, I'm going to ask you, why were you on the call? But if you listen to the call and you're ready, like I hear some of you, Lori and Kalimba and Kelly and Sharon and Brandy and Tasha, you guys are ready, then what are you going to do first? That should be your very next question. What are you going to do as soon as we hang up? What does your tomorrow look like? And how can your tomorrow look differently than today based on what you learn right now?
Wow. We have one more question. I don't know if you can answer this in the time allotted, but it says, I love it. The ounces parable is great. Now let's reverse this dynamic. I am a 200-ounce married to a 24-ounce. Now I'm okay with their 24-ounce, but my 200-ounce is a problem. Lots of control and attempted manipulation. How do you respond to it to shut it down?
So she's the 200-ounce?
Yeah, she's the 200-ounce.
And what's her name?
Linda.
Linda. So, Linda, you're the 200-ounce, and she wants to shut down her 200-ounce because she feels like she's being manipulative?
And lots of control over her 24-ounce.
Okay. So, okay, this is going to be easy. I know it sounds like it should be long, but Linda, do you like who you're being? Who you're being is not a disease.
Right.
See, a disease, cancer, you can be mournful about it because you don't know if you're going to get rid of it. But being controlling, that's a choice. Being manipulative, that's a choice. So recognize what you don't like that you're doing. Now, here's what I want you to know. That behavior is a developed muscle in your character. It's a developed muscle. Humility, grace, and compassion is an atrophy. That muscle is an atrophy. It's not developed for you. So the best thing you can do, now, I don't know if you're going to want to do this, sis, but you asked the question. When we hang up right now, and by the way, I need to see you in one of my workshops. I would love to be with you in a loving way because I'm always managing that character in me as well. Because I'm a 200-ounce, and I have to make sure I have compassion for people, and I'm letting them be who they are. So please come join me somewhere. But when we hang up this call, go to your 24-ounce. Did you say her husband was a 24-ounce?
Yeah, she says a 24-ounce, but then she typed back and said, no, the 24-ounce is trying to control the 200-ounces.
Okay. I'm glad. Thank you for clarity because I was about to be on a roll. Okay, so recognize why people want to control. People want to control because they feel like they're out of control. So give your spouse the gift of understanding that he's not out of control. So that's where your compassion has to even be expanded more. So what gives him the space he needs? When people are controlling and dominating, they're into proving. So write that down. He's into proving. Then go back underneath that and say, what is he trying to prove? And what, really look at that answer. I'm strong enough. I'm smart enough. I'm, okay, what is, then how can I give him that? How can I be, how can I allow him the space to be that without him having to control me? As the more you back up and breathe and don't hold on to anything, the less the fight can exist, the less the resistance. It cannot exist. I promise you. Bring him to my workshop. Woohoo. Mm. Promise. Tell him, we're going to San Diego on a trip. Promise. I promise. There is a way that you can move to such a different place. I had a husband and wife that were married for 18 years. They came to 2 workshops, and the third one they came to, he could not stop crying, and he was resisting the first 2. And finally I said, what's going on? He goes, I feel like I'm on my honeymoon again. I have a new wife after 18 years. But it wasn't her that was new. It was them that were new. And I don't do magic, so Linda, I'm not saying I know for sure, I know sprinkle fairy dust here, but I can say that if I can show you how to expand and contract with him, give him what he needs, he'll move out of proving.
Thank you for listening to my conversations with Black millionaire entrepreneurs. And if you want more tips, more strategies, more notifications that would really take you into the mindset of these brilliant Black millionaire entrepreneurs, I need you to take out your phone and text my brother, that's the key word, my brother, to 58885. Just text the keyword, my brother, to 58885. Or if you prefer, you can go online and just go to blackmillionairemindset.com. And once you enter your name and your email, I will immediately send you my video training, 10 Keys to Unlock Your Own Millionaire Mindset. So again, you can go to blackmillionairemindset.com, enter your name and email, and I'll send you the video training, or you can text the keyword, my brother, to 58885, and I'll make sure that you get the video training. This is your brother Bedford, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you in the next Conversations with Black Millionaire Entrepreneurs. Take care.